Läuft. Perfekt. So, Josef, welcome to Zero Carbon Commuting.
Thank you very much.
Deep Dive Podcast. Yeah, the good thing is I surprised you. You have no idea what's going to happen right now, right?
As always.
So, welcome to Zero Carbon Commuting, our podcast where we document our experiment, yeah, our challenge, our journey, driving 1 year by bicycle to the company. Yeah? And we reflect, okay, what is the impact for us? What is the impact for the people around us? What can we change? How can we change our mobility behavior? And today I have really the special guest, Josef Babic. Very happy to have you here, a colleague of mine.
Thank you to contribute to your...
Sure, you're welcome.
And to your year challenge.
That's also the reason why we do it in English today. Mm-hmm. Not because you have not a perfect German, yeah,
okay.
But a little bit Chinese, right? You speak a little bit Chinese?
Indian. This is in Chinese a little bit.
A little bit. I only knew a cold beer. Binder Lager.
Binder Bicho.
Hada.
Good. good job.
But if we do it in English, I think it's good for our colleagues because they can contribute and understand a little bit what we are doing here. And we made a nice experience last week, right?
Fantastic one.
Fantastic experience.
The best ever I had.
And it begins everything, I think, start of the year, right? In Barcelona.
This was the first discussion, but it really started was in May. When we, after the first bottle of red wine,
right,
we had a fantastic idea to join our ensemble meeting, not by car, but by bicycle.
All right.
And we found also the right guy for this, to plan it for us.
Absolutely.
And Stefan took it very serious.
Also a colleague of us, yeah, right?
Yeah. And within 2 days, we had a plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we discussed it in May in Pammhagen, right?
Pammhagen.
It was also in Austria. There were a lot of more colleagues who like to join our experience. In the end, only we two start doing that.
Only the best.
Only
stay
the best.
To the end.
That's perfect.
That's
yeah. So, and just for our for the podcast, what was the plan? What do we like to do, or what do we have to do?
Okay, first we discussed to come to Pammhagen by bicycle.
Right.
But it didn't work out because of many reasons. And then we said, okay, then let's do the next step. So the plan was really start in Vienna and ride a bicycle to Teilheim, where was our hotel for the ensemble meeting.
It's in the north of Graz, right?
It's, yeah, in
Austria.
Styria.
Yeah.
Steiermark, Styria.
Steiermark, right.
Yeah. And it's
about 200 kilometers from Vienna, something like that.
Yeah, depending on when you start from Vienna.
Yeah.
And what was exciting by the first discussion was not the distance in a kilometer, it was more the change in the...
How's the English term for that?
Yeah, good question. Höhenmeter.
Höhenmeter, I don't know.
Elevation.
Elevation.
Bingo. Yeah. So, and that was, first of all, funny.
Yeah.
But then when we started to think about this, it was scary.
Absolutely.
And we decided to also prepare ourselves for this, which we didn't really do it.
Yeah. And Josef, the good thing is, I know, so since that point, I already had 3,500 kilometers in my legs of this year, so I'm a little bit trained. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I know this was not your experience, so you drove, I don't know, a few hundred kilometers to prepare yourself.
I started to prepare after the discussion.
After the discussion, yeah.
Because
buying some new stuff, right?
No, first of all, I found my bike in the underground.
Yeah.
I took it out and I showed it to the Stefan.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, that needs some maintenance. So he took it from me and he spent some days to really refurbish it.
And he told me that was one of his biggest mistakes he've done in the last year because it was totally gluey.
Gluey. So,
yeah. And
last time I drove the bicycle 7 years ago in Thailand.
Ah, okay.
Because I bought it in Thailand. So he got some, but I was fun. It was like a new one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a new one.
Perfect.
Don't ask Stefan, but you ask already. But I got this kind of invoice of what had to be changed order to.
Okay.
And then I started practice. I started practice in beginning of June.
Okay.
And I went three times 30 kilometers. Three times 40 kilometers. So I was prepared with 120 kilometers compared to your 3,000. It was a little bit different, but it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality of
preparation. Absolutely, I understand, And I know that you're really a competitive guy. So that was the reason I said to myself, okay, that will work out, because Josef will do it. You are that kind of guy who really always want to win, right?
Yeah. Until Friday, I was really...
You was totally motivated?
Before the day D. Day D came, and my enthusiasm almost died when I picked you up in the location.
The thing was, okay, it is a little bit, the location is a little bit between Vienna and my living area. So the decision was, okay, I drove to the hotel where we spent the complete week. And you're going to pick me up on Saturday morning. We drove together to Vienna, by the electric car. That's very important. Otherwise, zero carbon commuting, electric. You know. And have their meeting point together with Stefan and his wife. And then we planned a 2-day tour, about 180 kilometers to that Teichalm, which is, I think, 1,400 meter high, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
this was elevation.
It's higher. Yeah. And that was the plan, right? So until Saturday morning, you picked me up at 9 o'clock.
And I draw exactly the same way as we supposed to ride. And I said, oh my, I cannot use the word, but oh my.
You can, it's not a problem.
Yeah. Oh my, yeah. Oh my God.
Shit was the word, shit.
And then I told you, Philip, we still have chance to say no.
We can't do that.
Yeah?
It's
not possible. And really, that's the first fear came. And I said, okay, but I cannot show my weakness. But on the way to Vienna by car, I said, oh my God. What we are doing.
And it was really long driving to Vienna.
It was 2 hours.
When you told me, okay, I pick you up, then okay, that's half an hour, right? Yeah, but we need 2 hours by car.
And it was in that Saturday my first mistake.
Yeah.
Because before we sit on the bike, I was driving 4 hours car. Mm-hmm. So it was the first mistake, but not the last one on Saturday.
But finally, we started in the south of Vienna. Using a Uber, right,
Uber.
To come to the meeting point, and there, Stefan and his wife is already waiting for us, and it was, I think it was half past twelve or something like that.
Half past 12, exactly.
It was 33 degree, something
but
like that.
If you have the picture of the Uber,
that was a little bit like in India, right? So
it's completely like India. But what was even much better in the 30 minutes driving from my house to the meeting point, it was 30 minutes. The driver has so fantastic music.
Totally relaxed, right?
Yeah,
totally relaxed.
That brought us so down.
Absolutely.
That I didn't want to step out of the car.
Yeah, but then it was too late.
Too late.
And we started that journey.
It was too late.
So first day, target was 100 kilometers and 1,000, I think it was 1,300.
300 elevation.
Elevation. Mm. And then on the second day, we planned another 80 kilometers with another 1,300 meters
twice.
Elevation, but twice there were many hills there. So and then we started, and for me really I was so impressed. First of Stefan, yeah, because he's really a killer on the bike.
That's
an absolute machine. Yeah, mm-hmm. Stefan, thank you very much that you waste your time with us on that weekend. And he drove before.
He prepared himself he said. It will be very boring with these guys. So what he did, he drove his car to the Teichalm, yeah, and then rode bicycle from Teichalm to Vienna. That he got a little bit tired.
Yeah.
So he did everything what we want to do in 2 days, almost in 1 day. But
Luckily,
after 120 kilometers, rain came. So he used the train to come home.
Yeah.
But he was ready. And it was ready for us to ride with us very, very slow.
And then the journey started, and Yeah, I was impressed by Stefan. Sure, that was the first time that I ride with him. But I also was very impressed by your performance because you were so focused and so straight behind us. Yeah, to be part of the team and to be on the street, it was really impressive. But it was also really a challenge for you, right? It was also a challenge for me, no, by the way. Yeah,
I discuss how to prepare with some friends. they know who I'm talking about. And if I got the right food,
yeah.
So I was instructed to eat every hour to make sure I have enough water and regularly eat and drink.
Yeah, yeah.
But, or we say end, we had our Stefan and we started speedy, and I will never be behind you, so mm-hmm. I try to keep the pace. But what happened? I didn't have time to eat.
Yeah.
By the speed, I'm not so skilled. My skill on bicycle were not so good to be able to eat.
Yeah.
So it went quite well until kilometer 63, where my body said, "Josef,
over.
Day is over. We need to stop because if you don't stop, I will stop you."
Yeah.
And luckily, we found a very nice location, and we stopped, and then the first magic happened.
Yeah.
What is the magic?
It was an alcohol-free beer, right?
But it never tastes so good.
It was the best alcohol-free beer in my life, and it was not a Bavarian beer. So let me say that as a Bavarian guy, yeah. If you drink a beer, an alcohol-free beer in Austria, yeah, and it was the best alcohol-free beer in your life, oh, that's really magic.
It's really magic. But yeah. I think there was the very important 30 minutes where we stop. We really had a beer,
cool down,
and because we still had 40 kilometers to ride.
Sure.
Outside was like 35 degrees, full sunshine. It will not show on camera the impact. But the impact was dramatic.
Yeah.
And
you have really a sunburn, right? That was really a sunburn.
Completely sunburned. Yeah. I have here.
Yeah.
The black and white area, also the black and white area.
Sometimes life is black and white.
Black and white, yeah. And exactly with clearly lined to show that. But it was really, and that's that was the mistake I did. And because I'm not experienced a rider, especially not on this kind of distance. I never ride before 63 kilometer without stop. Mm-hmm. That was the first challenge.
That was really a challenge. Yeah.
Second, didn't eat properly. I think I drink properly, but the eating is really, really important by 35 degree, by the elevation we were riding. So that's this was really important lessons learned, and I would encourage everybody to don't do this kind of stupid things because that's maybe dangerous.
It could be critical. And that was also a learning for myself. Yeah, it's not about the distance; it's all about the elevation. You know, because the kilometers that are not the challenge. The challenge is how many elevation do you have, and that was really, really challenging from my point of view, especially the last one, because after I don't know 95 kilometers, the last hill was there, and on the top of the hill there was the hotel. For the night, and that was really a challenge.
Challenge.
That was really, and then I arrived at top. And Josef was not there. And then we tried to call you and you don't pick up the phone. And we were really, okay, Stefan told me, okay, I will write down directly and I'm searching for that guy. And then he called us and said, okay, Josef is away, we don't know. And I already had that pictures in my mind, oh God, Josef he's broken down something. And then a few minutes later, we were really frustrated. Can we do it right now? And we only have 30 minutes. Before the kitchen is closed, so it was very important to eat something in that evening. And then Joseph came from the other side, totally relaxed. Hey guys, I take this way. It was very cool.
I enjoyed the nature.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So that was the highlight of the first day.
Highlight of the first day.
If you review the first day, what was really your personal highlight?
My personal highlight was to understand how dangerous cycling can be if you are not prepared and if you are too arrogant.
Okay.
So you need to get prepared, you need to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Because I think we are from point of view of sports, I think I'm fit.
Absolutely.
But there, by every sport, there are certain rules. And if you are arrogant, as I was, then it can go very badly.
Is this now the low light or the
This
highlight?
Is the low light okay, and the
perfect.
Highlight.
Perfect. Now, let's come highlight. To the highlight.
Yeah. And the highlight was the dinner. For me. Because not only on the food, but we were in the special hotel where they bake the very big, now the English word
I don't know, Krapfen.
Krapfen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I ordered one.
It was
one.
Really big, the, it was something really, like that. Yeah. Yeah.
And I ordered one and it was really the best things, with the vegan beer. The story you can tell.
That was really funny because you know that was a traditional tourism hotel, right? Mm-hmm. Very nice view. It was really really impressive to staying there. But the hotel and the restaurant, that was really a traditional tourism point of interest. And I think we were the only guys who arrived by bicycle.
Yes.
And we're extremely hungry, and we are sitting there. And now Stefan is purely vegan, right? His wife also. Mm. I'm also vegan, and you're also looking for quality and good food. And then we studied the menu cards, and okay, there was one vegan food on it, and we decided to take this. You choose a salad and some I think it was some chicken right?
Yeah.
And that was I think that rescued the evening because these guys they really don't understand us, so that four guys are reaching our restaurant, one Slovakian guy, right?
Slovakian.
One Bavarian German, one from Austria, and one from Bulgaria. Right? They order all alcohol-free beer and ask for vegan food, yeah, and they arrived by bike. So
what's wrong with those guys?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that was really a funny evening. But I'm totally with you that the food tasted so well.
Good,
that
so
was
good.
Fantastic. That was really fantastic.
No, and I saw that by the vegan guys, they want to eat the Krapfen.
And you asked?
And I asked if they have vegan Krapfen, and there was not a good question.
No.
Because
he's just saying they said so.
But I ate one. Yeah. It was so good. It was so good.
Yeah, it was that was really a nice evening. And you sleep. I slept very well in that night, yeah, because
I slept very bad.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I slept bad because of a lot of
things in my head.
Your
mind, yeah.
What could go wrong? Mm-hmm. And I woke up in the morning, I was so tired, I said, how can I, the next day, ride
survive
75 kilometers with the even worse elevation?
Absolutely. And that was really, if I look back at the on the first day, I think that was so visible for me to see how you are struggling not with the physical things, yeah, with your mind.
With the mind.
So being there in the moment, enjoy the cycling, enjoy the nature. You were so focused and so concentrated, and it was feelable. It was visible there to see. Okay, that Josef is really, really fighting with himself. That was my picture I had in my head.
But I learned something because second day, the discipline improved.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And that the highlights came. I think second day there was
share it with us.
There were no low lights. Second day, I enjoy something. I experienced something I never experienced before. Uh-huh. And I'm doing sport
for
40 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happened? And the second day was unbelievable. We were lucky because the first 10 kilometers was immediately
absolutely.
Hill, but yeah.
We have the power from
we had
from the
very
breakfast.
Good breakfast and we had the power, so yeah. it was good. Yeah. Then we went down 40 kilometers.
Yeah.
It was also highlight because I felt like
hero.
Rider,
yeah,
bike.
Absolutely.
We were fast.
High speed.
Yeah, we were together and that was fantastic. But then last challenge came.
Absolutely.
And we had the two elevations in the last challenge.
Yeah.
The first elevation, I was much better disciplined from the foot perspective, but I was still arrogant from the speed. Mm. So I tried to be with you guys, but that was not good. Mm-hmm. But I use how to call it S engine.
S engine, yeah, right, right.
S engine support me for.
So Stefan rode back and pushed you a little
pushed
bit
me for 50 meters. That was help.
Yeah.
But I said that cannot be that I'm so not that I cannot do it. And the last elevation, that was the one we said we cannot ever do it because it was steep and it was long.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. And but there was some road work.
Yeah, and it was after 60 kilometers already, right at this day. But then we stopped by the fuel station.
Yeah. Have some Red Bull.
some food.
Yeah.
And they said, let's go.
And that was really a good stop. That was really the best stop. Absolutely. Yeah.
But then something switched in my head. I said, okay, I don't care about you guys, how fast you go. I will never step out from the bicycle on this hill.
Yeah.
And then the journey started. Then the something what I never experienced in my life started. I find my pace. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I find my pace in my head. Mm-hmm. I said, you go, you wait up, I will come. And that was the highlight within this, I think, 6 or 7 kilometers.
Something like that. It was really a long elevation.
And I experienced something what I never experienced. Yeah. Because I find my pace, I said, it's no problem. I can go. And suddenly I start to enjoy the nature. I start to smile. I said, what's wrong with me? But it was it took me almost 1 hour, more than 1 hour to go up, but it was the best hour I ever experienced in the whole weekend.
And when you arrived at the top, and I was, I think, 15 minutes earlier than you, so it was not so much faster. But when you arrived, that was in your face. It was fantastic.
There was a lot of emotions.
If you compared it to the day before, where really there was the Josef was just fighting with Josef, and then at that moment, that was only pure fun, joy, thankful for that experience. That was in your head and in your face.
And you reflect and say, okay, if you do the things right, you can really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you should really set up your own pace. You don't need to do the fastest, the best. You need to enjoy it. And this is after a long, long time in my sports career, just create an environment where you enjoy sport.
Put out the competitiveness,
which is not so easy.
Enjoy it for yourself.
And have colleagues who also accept this. Mm. And that's something what, because we had a clear target, the hill is the target, but we didn't say how fast. And we should really make sure that we reach the target and find a way how to do it. And it was fantastic.
And Stefan told us, I think it was on the first day, he told us, okay, guys, when it is flat, we are driving behind us, because then we can use the speed of the group. Yeah. But when it comes to the hill, everyone has to find his own speed, and we will meet together at the top. That's for sure. Yeah, and I think he said that already in the first day, but you don't hear it.
No.
Yeah,
that was
you can't realize it or bring it to life. But on the second day, I think that was from my point of view, that was the big change in your journey.
It's also learning to our life, because sometimes we do something just to show others.
Yeah,
but that doesn't make sense.
Absolutely. You have to make the experience,
Experience and you need to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we will do again.
Hopefully. I was so thankful, when we really arrived over there. Not because it's over. That was really a little bit sad, yeah, because I think we were really in a flow and then it's over. It stops immediately, and then it feels a little bit like losing something, But I was so thankful sitting there, seeing you smiling, and have the feeling, hey, wow, there's something big happened at the weekend.
Yeah,
very simple, but that was my feeling. Yeah?
And this feeling was right. And the whole evening, I couldn't stop smiling.
Absolutely, you were like on drugs. Yeah, that was the perfect, very cheap. Yeah, but very drugs. Very effective. Very effective. Yeah. And by the way, and that is a second big thing. Yeah, it really connects people together. Mm-hmm. So I made that experience now in the last 6 months together with Stefan and Stefan Knoll and the other guy from Zero Carbon Commuting, and also some guys we met in that time, because a few podcasts ago, I told that story that there was one guy who was an old colleague from Stefan, and he exploring the podcast and contacted Stefan and asked us, "Hey guys, I'm totally fan of you. Can we have a ride together?" And then he we met here at the company and ride together to Landsberg. Yeah. Yeah. And it was totally funny, yeah, because he asked me, "Oh, hey, Philip, how is Steffi doing?" And so on. I don't know that guy.
Why, but he was listening to the podcast.
But it's connecting people. Yeah. And that was also the feeling for me from that weekend. It immediately connected people who are making this experience together. I never had that kind of contact with Stefan because it was only a professional way we worked together. I don't know his wife. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was also very, very...
We know each other for many years.
Really?
It was so smooth.
Absolutely.
So connected.
But we never made that experience together. Yeah. And it's not enough to have a great bottle of wine in the evening. By the way, we had a great bottle of wine in the evening. But that's a different ballgame. Because at that moment, I think when you ride up that hill, you really show your true face, right?
Yeah.
You can't play a role or something like that. There's no mask.
No mask.
And that brings people deeper together. That was, for me, really a fantastic experience at the second day.
But I tell you, if we would not start with your challenge, we will also not do our challenge.
So absolutely.
Thank you for this.
Thank you for joining.
And wish you guys really to finish it.
Yeah.
And I know the difficult time is coming because winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. So
thank you for reminding me.
A huge respect. A huge respect because it's not about riding in sunshine, riding every day. Doesn't matter what weather it is, and that's big respect.
Thank you very much.
Big respect, and wish you that after 1 year, if you do the final summary, that this is something which will encourage other people to do it, because that's something what would require a lot of discipline, because for sure there is a morning where you said, "Oh my God."
Absolutely, nearly every week on Monday morning, to be sure.
Monday morning.
Yeah, sure. If the weekend is relaxing, and then you start Monday morning, and you are under time pressure, and then you think about, "Oh fuck, now I have to pick up the bike, and I need 1 hour." And today, for example, this morning, so Joseph is 2 weeks here in our location in Altenstadt, and this morning I was really under pressure, not because of you, but I was a little bit too late. Mm-hmm. And then you think, okay, why am I doing that? It changed something. And in the end, these small and big things like the experience together with you, that's the big difference.
And let's see in February if you do a hard cut or you will.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. Stefan is totally convinced that we will follow up with that, but let's see. Joseph, I have two questions to you.
Okay.
First of all, how looks your road cycle future? What do you plan?
Good question.
A little bit pressure on you. Good you know,
question.
You know, we gonna.
I think you already make me thinking, because immediately you send me some WhatsApp ideas of new bike.
Yeah, yeah.
As we discussed, so I'm already exploring. I got already budget approval for
very
the new
good,
bike.
Very good.
So very soon the new member of the family will join, new bike. So that's the first precondition. Second weekend, I want to go already another longer trip, but not with elevation. Yeah. I want to enjoy now. So I don't know how this will develop.
But you're going to ride from Vienna next weekend to
Bratislava.
Bratislava, that's 70 kilometers?
70 kilometers, depending on when in Bratislava.
It can be
between 75. One way, so that's
make some pictures, share some videos with us.
Definitely, I will do it. I just check weather. Weather will be fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, perfect.
So that's, but I don't know how this will evolve. Yeah. Definitely, there will be something there. There will be something there. There will be something. Not only 120 kilometers. There will be much more.
And I'm so happy that you decided to do that trip to Bratislava. Because I think that shows really you are now fixed. Yeah, you want to do that. Yeah.
Maybe I will not do it 3,000 in half year.
No, but that's not doesn't matter.
I think I will do some definitely.
It gives something to you. That makes me really happy. Yeah,
this you cannot delete anymore. This
absolutely,
is so deep inside.
Absolutely, that's the difference between knowledge and experience. Right.
Exactly.
Second question.
Yeah.
Second and last question from my side. When do we two guys have our next experience together on the bike?
Hopefully as soon as possible. And we already discussed one. So I think And I wish really to do it this year.
Yeah, we have to do it this year.
This year to come somewhere from Altenstadt to Vienna.
From Bavaria region to Vienna.
That we meet somewhere and come to Vienna.
Perfect.
So that's we have to do it.
September is the month of the month.
Yeah, because October is cold.
It's getting cold and we should do that after vacation time in September.
September.
Yeah. Deal?
Deal, and we will do
Pretty
it.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Looking forward for this.
Anything else from your side?
No, again, thank you for the great motivation. Thank you for this inspiring story.
You're welcome.
And hopefully there are many, many guys like me who will jump in and do the zero carbon commuting.
Thank you very much, Joseph, being part of that and accepting that challenge and stepping in. That was amazing, really amazing to see what is possible if really someone has the right passion and the willing to do that. That is really impressive for me, and I'm really thankful.
We should also thank Stefan for organizing, guiding us, that we were able to experience something.
I have a small gift for her, for his wife.
Ah, fantastic.
You remember she likes to have these rainbow, I don't know the English word, these Lenkerband, handlebar.
I
organized something.
Oh, fantastic.
Sorry, I gotta send it to Vienna.
Then we need to.
Perfect. So let me say a few last words. First of all, we're going to have the next podcast end of the week. It's a normal podcast with Stefan Knoll about the experience of India.
Yeah, that's
it. Because he was now in India, and I have a short call together with him today. It was totally crazy. This guy is crazy. India is crazy. Nice pictures, nice movies. Going to see really impressive what we can produce out of that material. Second thing, all that we not only driving bicycle to make the world a little bit better, we are also collecting money for some nice initiatives, three initiatives. And just that as a small hint, go to our website, zero-carbon-commuting.com. There's a topic where you can send some money to be part of that social engagement and donate a little bit to support our initiatives for more biking on the streets of that world. And I would be really happy if some money is coming over there.
From next week, I have a holiday, three weeks. So I will enjoy to study it.
Perfect.
And enjoy to spend some
very good,
valuable
very good.
Money.
I will send you directly the PayPal.
Definitely. Looking forward for that.
Josef, thank you very much.
And in September, enjoy
training to September.
Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Zero Carbon Commuting. Ein Jahr mit dem Fahrrad zur Arbeit. Zwei Fahrer, 15.000 Kilometer und Zero Emission. Eine Selbsterfahrung für eine neue klimaneutrale Mobilität außerhalb unserer Komfortzone. Ein Podcast von und mit Philipp Baldermann und Stefan Knoll. Fragen, Anregungen und Wünsche gerne per E-Mail an podcast@zero-carbon-commuting.com.